She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Big Reg, and for Jenny Boom Boom, DJ Meechie's in the building.
What up, what up, what up?
Meech, what's going on?
So you know the hot girl summer's, it's almost done, man. It's almost over for them. I'm sorry, ladies.
Yeah, it's almost over.
And, you know, a lot of people speculating, you know, what are we going to do in the wintertime? Is it going to be a hot girl winner or what? And then they killed Sweetie.
A cold girl winner.
They killed Sweetie because Sweetie said, I got y'all. Because, you know, she got her whole icy girl, you know, situation. But they killed her. But Megan Thee Stallion, she got y'all, man. She said the autumn will be for a hot nerd fall.
Hot nerd? She's Come on, claiming. don't make nerds hot out here. She don't
said,
do that.
She said she's ready to pick up the books, and she's going to be focusing on her academics. So I know a lot of people know that she's enrolled in Texas Southern University, and she's about to embark on her third semester, man. She's going back to college.
Okay, I thought she was talking about she's going to go, you know, wrap up with a nerd. Okay.
She said, being a hot girl is a lifestyle, and everybody knows I'm still in college. It's going to be a real hot girl semester, you know what I'm saying. Real hot nerd fall, so I'm just about to start putting on for all my schoolgirls. And I remember when we caught up with her at the BET Awards, she said she wanted to, like, sit in class. She wanted to have her own dorm. I'm like, I don't think you could do that, Megan. I'm sorry.
No, you know what? She was at first, but then she had to leave out.
She said she's going to do online courses for now, but she said she does want to go back to campus.
Yeah, good luck with that one. Yo, R. Kelly, there's more news on.
Oh, man. What is... Yo.
R. Kelly skip court.
Yo.
Now, how do you skip court when you in jail already?
For real.
The way you do that is refusing transportation from jail.
Wow.
Now, R. Kelly can't afford to tick off prosecutors and judges, man, because they got the evidence, as we told you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He was out here in Connecticut at Foxwoods trafficking.
Yep.
He was in Vegas. Mm-hmm. He was in at Disney World and all that stuff. Well, he want Michael Jackson's molestation attorney to represent him now.
Wait, what?
He believes Michael Jackson's attorney is just the guy he needs to set him free. But if this happens, it's going to cost him a pretty penny, which R don't have. Mm-hmm. He don't even got the $100,000 to get out of jail.
Wow.
So now TMZ broke the story. R. Kelly met with lawyer Tom Mesereau, who beat the rap for Michael Jackson in 2005. And they told they had a four-hour meeting, and Kelly was in hook and line and sinker. And we told Mesereau hasn't agreed to rep R. Kelly yet, but it could very well happen. Now, here's the thing. Mesereau is one of the best and most sought-after criminal defense lawyers in the country. He turned prosecutors flat-footed in trials where it seemed open and shut against the client. He got the wife of Robert Blake off for murder.
Wow.
Well, it seemed like she pretty much did it.
Yep.
Yeah, he got her off.
Mm.
Okay. So he's good at what he do.
Yeah.
Now, he don't come cheap. R. Kelly got a problem with money right now, so I don't know what he's going to do, but him and his team is trying to raise money to hire him, man. But he want to get rid of his old attorneys because he say he think that they want the limelight a little too much.
Okay.
So now his old lawyers are saying that's a load of crap.
Yep.
And so it's like, even if you get rid of those lawyers, you don't want to get them mad at you because they probably know things.
Mm-hmm.
And if they like the limelight, a book may be coming out.
Oof.
So you got to chill out. Hey, The Weeknd and Bella Hadid, they called it quits, back a few months ago?
Yep.
Well, she went and hung out in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
She was at a club in L.A. called Catch One. 40 minutes in of her having her hot girl night.
Yeah,
The Weeknd showed up.
Oh, man.
The Weeknd showed up in the club, and she got up out of there.
Oof.
Now, not clear if they spoke outside the club, but she cut out. She didn't want nothing to do with it. But they've been on and off, so it might be a shot that they do get back on.
That's
and
awkward,
Kodak
man.
Black, he's going to admit guilt in court next week.
Okay.
Although he initially pleaded not guilty, Kodak Black face likely means he struck some type of deal with them.
Yep.
Now, his charges is currently it's 10 years in prison, $250,000 fine.
Mm.
So, yeah, I hope he did strike some type of deal with that case. That's it for the Dirt Report. The Ride of Five is coming up. DJ Meechie's in for Craig G. And we got Meek Mill tickets for you. Keep it here. It's High 93.7.